Splendid men, I'll sing your story. Dead men come to live again. Scan the skies for signs of heaven.
Hold on, I'm having technical difficulties. Please don't swear in the chat room. It's not nice. This is recorded. Working yet? The thing keeps crashing for a change. There. Are you seeing me? Refresh. Refresh. Is it working? Listen, it's Krimis. Where's my Krimis song? Oh, I'm not prepared. Cheryl, where's the 12 Days of Krimis? I need that link. No, I know where it is. I should have been prepared. God damn it. Fucking Krimis. Cheryl. Yeah. Cheryl, where's this? Oh, no. Better get you on the line before I start having technical problems. Otherwise, what fun are they, Nade? You better be on Skype and not that goddamn soft phone, whatever it's called. Let's see, N-word. Krimis. Oh, it's not loud enough. Krimis? I better not get that goddamn fucking message. I know I'm gonna get that goddamn message telling me to have a blessed fucking day. Cheryl, answer Skype.
Nate?
Hi, Grimace.
Hello.
I mean, Mary Grimace. Mary Grimace.
Mary Grimace.
Grimace. Grimace, right.
Grimace. Grimace.
Oh, people are singing songs. Oh, I even got a call that I'm not gonna answer.
Right.
N-word bells, N-word bells, N-word all the way. That's Paige Herb sings of that.
I don't think that I sang that song, Nate.
Cheryl, where's that 12 Days of Krimis? I gotta find the song I was gonna open with. Thout.
Okay, well, come on. Thout.
I already used my $25 off
coupon.
Hey,
remove your goddamn iPhone so it stops interfering with the goddamn shit.
You know what? I'm gonna turn it into,
Turn it off.
No, I'm going to turn it into...
Gonna tweet the program.
Can you shut up? I did... First of all, I put it in airplane mode. I need to keep the phone because I use it as a mixer, see? And...
Right.
Now, what was I just doing before I was so crudely into...
We'll do it live.
Krimis. Right. Hello.
Hello.
Krimis. Krimmy, what are we doing?
You said you were going to play my goddamn song.
All right. Well, why did you have to interrupt me talking about the goddamn flute and Krimis?
But sorry.
Don't give it away. Some people haven't heard your Crimus album. That's why they finna hear this.
Well, that's insane.
Cheryl, I made a list today of my own. I have 29 items to discuss.
Will you?
I do.
I have a voicemail related to that, so... All
okay,
right.
Good. Oh, you look so pretty on that album art, Cheryl, all Christmassy and tan.
All Mariah carried up, yes.
Oh, is that what that's from?
Mm-hmm, that's
I saw
Christmas
Madge
album.
Kissing Agatha. No, I don't think we're going to play that. 12 Days of
I
Christmas.
I think we will, yes, we will.
No, not right now.
All right.
So I have news on Agatha, but that's one of the items, one of the 29.
Okay.
The person with the head injury left her. Can you believe that?
Don't know why.
But even with a head injury? She can't even keep a man with a head injury?
No, she's ugly. It's 12 Day of Christmas.
I'm playing it, N-word, Day of N-word. On the N-word, Day of N-word, my true hate gave to me ugly Cheryl's prolips.
That's not the song.
Yeah, it is. No, I'm playing it.
I don't
Cheryl's,
hear it.
I haven't started it yet, you dumb whore. Here we go. Shut up.
First day of Christmas, my dorm dad gave to me an animal portal with some poop day. On the second day of Christmas, dorm dad gave to me two chicken wings and an animal portal with some poop day.
Right.
On the third day of Christmas, my dorm dad gave to me three do-rags, two chicken wings, and an animal border with some poop. On the fourth day of Christmas, my dorm dad gave to me four welfare checks, three do-rags, two chicken wings, and an animal border with some poop.
Yay.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my dorm dad gave to me five golden teeth.
That's my favorite.
Four welfare checks, three do-rags, two chicken wings, and an animal border with some poop.
Yeah.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my granddad gave to me six cans for film and five golden teeth.
Yeah, we have to see the
four picture. Welfare checks, three do-rags, two chicken wings, and an animal border with some poop.
Right.
On the seventh day of Christmas, dorm daddy gave to me seven grasses for breeding, six cans for film, and five golden teeth.
Put it out.
Four welfare checks, three do-rags, two chicken wings, and an animal poodle with some poop day. On the eighth day of Christmas, dorm dad gave to me eight coons of fucking, seven grasses for breeding, six cans for film, and five golden teeth. Four welfare checks, three do-rags, two chicken wang, and an animal poodle with some poop aids. On the ninth day of Christmas, dorm dad gave to me nine nannies filming, eight coons of fucking, seven grasses of breeding, six cans for filming, five golden teeth. Four welfare checks, three do-rags, two chicken wings, and an animal poodle with some poop bangs. On the 10th day of Christmas, dorm dad gave to me 10 Rockefeller, 9 nannies filming, 8 coons of fucking, 7 grasses of breeding, 6 camps for filming, 5 golden teeth. Four welfare checks, three do-rags, two chicken wings, and an animal poodle with some poop aids. On the 11th day of Christmas, dorm dad gave to me 11 pipes for smoking, 10 Rockefellers, 9 nannies filming, 8 coons of fucking, 7 grasses of breeding, 6 cans for filming, 5 golden teeth. Four welfare checks, three do-rags, two chicken wings, and an animal poodle with some pooping. On the 12th day of Christmas, dorm dad gave to me 12 cornrows braided, 11 pipes for smoking, 10 Rockefellers, 9 nannies filming, 8 coons of fucking, 7 grasses for breeding, 6 cans for filming, 5 golden teeth. 4 welfare checks, 3 do-rags, 2 chicken wings, and an enema bottle with some poo-day.
That was a nice way to start off this festive holiday grum for Christmas.
Sure enough. Sure enough, mates.
Okay.
Yes.
First of all, I would like to go with a topic. My number one topic, in no particular order, Cheryl A.
Listen, first of all, before that happens...
Oh, yes,
I
we have to ask
play
for
a
my presence. Hold on, hold on, hold on,
hold on. Okay.
First of all, we have to talk about money and presents, which are the most important things on Christmas.
It's true, especially since it's the last night of Hanukkah.
Is it?
Yes,
I didn't get
mate.
Anything. Oh, no, I did get some money for Hanukkah from my sister.
Well, I hardly got any. It's very upsetting.
Well, I didn't get much. So, audience time, if you want to hear more Christmas things, you need to send us money. Mm-hmm. You go to geistradio.com. There's a PayPal button on the side of the clips. Or, and if you want, I'm not even going to say clips anymore if I don't get money, neither is Cheryl.
Oh, God.
Now, I have an Amazon wish list. Cheryl does not, because she just believes in, well, she doesn't believe in Christmas clause like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Definitely. Yeah. I'll buy my own presents.
Right, Christmas clause.
Mm-hmm.
Even though eBay takes 2% or some fucking limiting shit.
Speaking of which.
Hold on, let's get the grimace out of the way first. Okay.
Girls, this is Matt. I'm on the road, bitches. I want to know if you want to make a grum where you make all the content and I get all the money. Let me know, because if not, I'm just going to steal some.
Oh, Cheryl, I'm getting a really bad interference there. I'm not sure what's going on.
God, did I blow up my shit?
The funny thing about that bitch is she still thinks she hot. She still thinks it's 77 and she's on the lid to a wax.
She got a leather, a red leather suit on. What the fuck is wrong with that shit? Hey, a period tastes like fruit punch, Bobby.
Six good, really, lesbians and gentlemen.
Oof.
Man, are you mad at the person that made
it? No, not at all. I didn't hear it because there was interference, but I'm sure it probably wasn't that good. What's the next item on the agenda? No, wait, presents for... Wait, I just got a new voicemail.
Right.
What?
One of the first orders
of
business is a very special story that I have to read.
Okay, but wait, let me tweet. We are live. Cheryl... Manch are live nows. Grimace.
Mm-hmm.
I spelled Kramis like Walter Cronkite, though. That's probably
mm-hmm.
Good. 3 Christmas bells and a partridge in your mother's vagina. I'm not going to say lips till I get presents. Cheryl, don't say clips. I said not to say clips until we get some cashola.
Sorry, clips.
Let's see. Okay, I crimmed.
Mm-hmm.
I did. It should be on a tweet. You notice I turned it off. Turned off that fucking airplane mode. You don't hear any more n-wording things.
Thank you, Nate.
You know, I left my phone off today. And I mean, I left it at home. I didn't even notice it was gone.
Right.
I don't think I need... I don't answer it anyway, crimmed.
All right.
Friday Rockefeller. That's not
That's a very nice name. I'll add that to the list.
No, I was reading it. I thought that's what you used today, Friday Rockefeller. I must have read it.
Did I?
Yeah. Bridge jumping, Trish Sharp. I'm wearing. Oh, the diapies. That's all ready. Oh, I found my Grimace list. Hold on. We're almost there with the list.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my goddamn Christmas list.
Okay.
Prezzies. And then you can start
Facebook.
Your goddamn... Right. Well, I have it set up blurred so that now it tweets directly on both Grums. Tweeter and the Grimace book. All right, your turn.
Am I allowed to read a very special story? It's a Christmas story.
Is it good? Is it about duty? And wee-wee?
It might be about duty and involve a number of people that you care a lot about.
Okay, but let me adjust the camera, and then I got to floss my teeth.
Right. Got to get the chicken on your teeth, Nate.
Oh, my God. Am I still on?
No.
The whole camera fell. It totally fell. like off the tripod and knocked everything over. I don't know how I'm still recording. What's going on, Nate? Why are you laughing?
Because it was funny.
What did you see?
Just you reaching for the camera and then the dandan. Not on Grimace, not on Grimace. Bang.
Yeah, I'm afraid so on Grimace. Yes, Grimace. Let's see if I can.
Please hold professional broadcast underway.
That's what happens when you don't donate monies.
No,
Grimace.
Well, Fiber Fanny said they just donated.
Oh, good. Hey. Well, then let me get this Grimace
in. Fiber Fanny. Fanny, Fanny, Fanny. Fanny.
I'm gonna try and see if this is on.
Fiber Fanny.
N-word.
Burn.
Let me know if I'm on again. Press refresh.
Yeah,
what's this about Mexicans? Did she move the Mexican? No, I didn't. I didn't. Fortunately, I never got the call to move the Mexican, so I didn't move the Mexican. I did, however, move my belly.
Frozen now? What's going on?
It should be working, no? Are you refreshing? Did you get it? Did you get it now? No, she's... P-Job sees my armpit, that's correct.
It's going very slow.
Maid, stop talking about me that way. I'm not that slow.
All right.
Well, after this, I was grabbing for the camera to aim it towards my layup. Oh, I'm not going to say layups. Mm-hmm. And the damn thing just fell onto the floor.
What?
Grimace!
Broke it again?
Again. Grimace. This is a... I think this... Grimace is bad. I'm dreaming
first day of fish after she stole my glasses. One is stupid bitch. I hate her out. What are you goddamn do?
Android core. God damn this shit! N-word.
Foss light. Alright.
Oh, I have a Fox story too, even. Goddamn N-word and fuck!
There you go.
They make me go all racist on this camera, bitch.
Oh, that's a nice... Oh, no.
What? Oh,
no. Surprise!
Is it on? Are we still on? Oh, no, the fucking thing is... Dangling. My interface is dangling from the... Oh.
Interface?
Hold on. This might go out again. Interface. N-word face. God damn it, Cheryl. That was like 9/11. You know what I mean? Like, now
you
see
it. It was
now
just as bad. They say there's no audio.
So?
No audio.
See.
No audio.
You know why?
Why?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Let's stop it. I'm going to have to stop and restore it. Of course, now we have a huge audience now that it's not working.
That's true.
I got to restart the goddamn thing. Tell them to chill the fuck out.
All right. Audience down. All right.
You know, would it kill you to show your face once in a while, Gerald?
Looking good. It's like you've never done this before.
I hate you. Look, it's not my fault I dropped the camera, is it?
Right.
Flash crashed. You know, it took me forever just to get the goddamn thing to fucking work, and now it's crashing again.
Okay. Well, looking good. Looking good.
Looking inward.
It's the Any Rebellion, I think.
Oh, that's
so.
That's really true, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm. I'm glad as soon as I tweet that I'm live, I dropped the camera. And I think it's permanently broken.
If only Mance did this around with some regularity.
Technical difficulties
in the way of the comedy wouldn't
happen. The comedy. You're right. The comedy.
Errors.
How could I forget about the comedy, Nate Gress? Seriously, I almost got racist on your ass. Seriously. Hello? Mm-hmm. Can you hear me then? Audience, can you hear me? Hello? N-words. Refresh. Tell them to... Can you hear me, Cheryl, on the gram?
Excuse me?
Cheryl, is it working?
Yes.
Well, all you have to do is say yes.
What?
Refresh. Inward. Ferguson.
Okay.
God damn it. So anyway,
okay.
I'm sorry about all that.
Extra Grindr attack.
But this all is an right. unused duty band.
Not dead. Okay.
I haven't been on Grindr in like 2 weeks.
Ruin my crimace.
Excuse me?
Ruin my goddamn crimace.
Oh, God. I'm afraid to... I have to move the camera because it's such a bad angle, though. It's
One of my listeners said, you know what I want for crimace? Nick Starr's decomposing body fished on the San Francisco Bay.
That makes two of us.
Okay, all right. Well, don't adjust it,
no,
man.
No, I have to because I'm so fat. This is the last time.
Right.
Grimace.
Right.
Listen, I'm going to unwish you a Merry Grimace if you don't stop being...
Now, see what kind of presents we got so that we can continue with the fucking program.
All I was trying to do is floss my teeth while you talk about your presents.
What did we get, Mary? What did I get? Did I get an N-word for Kremis with some gold teeth I can sell?
Yes, and her name is Apra.
Lapra?
Apra. Oprah.
Apra.
Apra. In other words, Oprah, but pronounced differently, you stupid.
Okay.
Five golden. Oh, I'm not going to say it until I see the presents. Remember, no.
Hoyops.
Shh, it's Kremis, Cheryl.
Ever racism? I ain't ever been racist.
I love it. Did you see what Tom Morris said? When the camera stops working, Cheryl goes to hyper racism. It's a good thing they couldn't hear me while the camera wasn't working. Hello? Am I lying or am I crowing? Crimmy. I'm jigging into my hot Dale, Crimmy. No, we didn't do the U-Haul. I don't even know if she moved. I don't call her. I don't put much effort into things.
You know what happened to girls' names?
Woo, 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 woo. What did we get?
Okay.
See, so Baby Jane sent us some nice money earlier. Thank you for her, even though we don't get poetry.
From now on, if she don't have poetry, she's got to donate.
Yeah. Oh, we got a nice donation. Oh, thank you.
Excuse me?
We got nice donations today.
Did we? I didn't hear about them.
Uh-huh.
Is this like the voicemail you left me? Let's N-word. Do a gram where I'll give you, you'll give me the content.
Oh, Cheryl,
okay. God, did I blow up my shit?
The funny thing about that bitch is she still thinks she hot. She still thinks it's 77. She's on the lips of a whack.
She on the leather, a red leather, suit on. What the fuck is wrong with that shit? Hey, a period tastes like fruit punch, Bob.
Stinks good, really, lesbians and gentlemen.
Oof. Sorry, we keep getting interference.
Let it heal.
Okay, so there's three donations. One is from Baby Jane, and then another one is from somebody whose initials are NS. That's pending, though, so we have to wait for the check to clear. And then we got another one.
Okay. Who that from?
MM.
Okay, well, who's Fiber?
Molar Man.
All right. Well, how much do I get?
Well, I don't know if they're splitting it with you. Are they? Well, we know Baby Jane is. So you know what that is. Okay. Now, what is this? Now, N.A. lives in Blubbercunt.
Oh, Blubbercunt.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse
now,
me?
Where is she in the chat room? Is she in the chat room? And
excuse me, Muller Man. I get $100?
What? No, he gets half. You get half. Right?
Well,
hold on, I can't see the chat room. You're making this up, aren't
Fiber you? Says, half to Cheryl, I'm N.A.
Okay. What is N.A., N-word bot? You're the one from B.C., Fiber Fanny? You're from B.C.? Blubber cunt. Okay, so half that, and Molar Man half goes to Rilch? Because if it's all for Rilch, then that just isn't going to happen. That's going to happen. Okay, 50%. So you got it, Cheryl? So in total, we have, I owe you 50 plus 20 plus another.
I don't speak your fucking language, Mary. I'm an American.
I think 90. Yeah, 90. But this time I'm taking out the goddamn Christmas fees, because I always pay you
what?
Before Christmas fees. Mm-hmm.
What?
N-word.
Right.
No, that's okay. You can have the Christmas feast.
All right. Still don't get it.
And? It's okay. I don't need health care. Don't worry about it.
No, you don't. I'll not really. Right. Nope.
All right. So we can say clips then.
What? Clips.
Clips. Oh, so go ahead. Because I have a number 32 topic about Wanda Wisdom. Said John P. saw her, so that's number 30.
Excuse me?
John P. saw Wuntered in Minneapolis again.
Tiger.
You know what she told me? She said, but see, I don't want to ruin my stories.
Right.
Can I give you a hint?
Sure.
She said the gals that Wuntered hangs out with.
Nothing.
They're a little bit catty.
Not Wuntered.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Uh-huh.
You would never guess from her grum.
Oh, no. She's wonderful. But I did ask John, I said, please, can you go to the health food store and buy her a gigantic tub of protein powder and say it's for me? And he said, well, I wasn't able to do it. Sorry. I'm like, good, because I didn't want to pay for it anyway. It was just a joke.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So five more clips, and then we need more money.
Clips. Okay.
Go ahead and read the thing.
Okay, you ready? Okay.
Now, let me adjust the camera.
Why is my fan going crazy?
You only have one fan?
I don't want to ruin the audio. Hold on, let me see what's going on.
Oh, Edith sent money, too. Thank you, Edith.
Oh, it's Ustream is driving my computer insane. All right.
It's that goddamn flash. It's so shitty, isn't it?
It's using 95% of my CPU. All right.
Quit your browsers, Cheryl. You don't need that right now. Well, quit it and go back in.
I'm watching you. Fine, hold on.
Cheryl, which browser are you using?
Firefox.
Yeah, that one usually works.
Well, I'm just going to reload it. Please hold.
You know, I have the Ustream. You can broadcast from the phone now. I could do the grum from the phone.
Oh, I'm sure that would be such high quality. That's a great idea.
Hold on, I have to talk to Pasho for a second. Pasho, I tried Flash 10.1. The problem is, and you can read this in the documentation, it has a minor problem in that you can't broadcast DV audio from it. It's just...
DVD?
Yeah, so I broadcast audio from this wonderful camera, which you saw full over earlier. Oh, and you can't broadcast audio from a DV camera using the new Flash. They improved it.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, HPV, that's a topic.
You've got
How did you know about the HPV discussion, Pagerb?
You got the HPV again? Oh, Nate.
Okay.
When will the HPVs go away? It's okay. I just opened Firefox to reload. All right.
Hanlick cunt. Oh, Hanlick. I'm singing in the meanwhile.
Hanlick cunt. Laughs my panty. Let's have a party. I'll shit my britches. Okay. Am I back on? Am I back here? Am I?
A vagina story. I've got a real prolapse story. I've got a crab tray.
Do it live.
What?
Okay, are you ready for my story now that I'm back in the chat?
Crabtree,
okay,
yes.
Okay, here we go. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was with Oprah at the White House. We were there so she could film her special presentation of Christmas at the White House.
Christmas.
Christmas at the White House.
Okay.
Well, I was excited to be among the powerful in Washington. I had to keep my nose clean. After all, Oprah was blackmailing me with video footage of me smearing candy crawlies poopy all over my face.
Cheryl, I have to interrupt you. You can't just do a next episode without doing a recap of the previous.
You tell that to J-Maze.
No, you have to do that on prompt, too. You know,
okay,
you say, in our last episode, ... Do the ...
Last time on whoraholes.org.
It's not whoraholes.org. It's Yeast Radio, you stupid clunt.
What?
God.
And last time on Oprah Panty Pooping Story, it involved Candy Crawley pooping her panty. And it was very bad, and Oprah caught me. And, the point is just this.
How did it end?
Let me find it.
That's all we need to know is how it ended.
True duty. Last time on True Duty. I don't remember. That's my point. I'm going. Are you ready?
Because you were stoned on your goddamn
shit. Fucking thing sucks. We'll do it live, okay? I couldn't believe my eyes. I'm not going to read all that again, okay? After all, Oprah was blackmailing me with video footage of me smearing candy crawlies pooping all over my face. Now, Oprah, what exactly am I doing here with you? Oprah paused for a minute. She had a look on her face like she was collecting her thoughts, and all of a sudden she said, "Well, first of all, Cheryl, normally I ask you to call me Gail.
Right.
But since we will be around a lot of important people, I think it's best if we keep our little code language to ourselves tonight." She paused again. Pregnant pause. Now,
with a black peep.
The reason you're here is because you are a filthy hooer, and I don't know anyone who would know more about fecal incontinence than you. Tonight, your job is to help Michelle Obama control her problem while I interview the president. Mm-hmm. When they have their joint... When they have their joint interview, your job is to make sure that Michelle doesn't slip up. It turns out the president is not aware of his wife's issues.
Slip on what?
Excuse me?
What would she slip on? Her duty?
Just listen.
Okay.
This task was overwhelming, but in the past few weeks, I had quite a number of incidents involving feces and celebrities. So, I thought I could handle this little bit of First Lady pooping panty.
Oh, God, we're getting visuals from Timmy at the same time. It's really disgusting.
Oh, that's... Oh, I love that.
Oh,
one.
That's a huge lapse. I've seen that earlier in the week. Go ahead. Oh my God, it's fucking, it looks like a goddamn chitterling.
Listen,
go ahead.
Tim H, do it after I'm done with this.
Right,
story.
She's very busy with the lions.
Michelle Obama needs help with her fecal incontinence. As soon as we made it through security, Oprah and I were surrounded by the Secret Service and members of the president's cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
I met Rahm Emanuel, and girl, let me tell you, I smelled poopy on his breath. And Hillary Clinton was a hot mess. Oh, Hillary Rottenham clitoris. I looked at her shoes, and there were like streaks running across the top of her frock. I hope
of her what?
Top of her fuck.
Her what?
Foot.
Oh.
I hope she doesn't meet with foreign leaders like this or work through.
That would explain a few things.
At that moment, I could imagine her saying, "Oh, hey, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, N-word. Do you like to poop your panty?" Oprah and I walked into the East Room where we met with the President and First Lady. After a brief introduction, Oprah and her crew walked away with the president, and I was left alone with one Secret Service agent and Michelle.
Right.
So, Miss Obama, it's an honor to meet you. Suddenly, Michelle curled her lip and in a bitch tone said, "Don't call me Miss Obama and don't call me Michelle. You must always call me First Lady Obama." I thought using that title in every sentence would be difficult.
Yeah.
So I asked her if I could turn First Lady Obama into an acronym, FLO. She agreed, and we moved on. FLO gave me a brief tour of the White House.
She showed
me the many dining rooms, the blue room, but boy, the time we got to the Lincoln bedroom... I knew we were in for some trouble.
Why?
She leaned against the bedroom and began to moan. Oh, Cheryl, I think I'm going to need your assistance. I don't think I can make it to the bathroom on time. I turned around, and the Secret Service agent turned pale and ran out of the room. Clearly, he had seen something like this before and did not want to witness it again.
Yeah, sure.
I had to think quick. Fortunately, I keep plastic garbage bags in my purse for when I have my own incidents out in public or need to get rid of my demand.
Right.
And when the duty is so large that a pair of diapers won't do, I can just use a trash bag.
Okay.
I laid out the garbage bag underneath the first lady. Okay, Michelle, I'm ready for your ... Before I could finish my sentence, she screamed, I told you to call me Flo.
Jesus Christ.
And then, like her name, a large flow of duty came pouring down from her purple dress. There was so much of it that it started to run off the bag and splatter across the room. She got her feces all over the antique furniture, the wallpaper, and most importantly, me.
The Lincoln bedroom? This was in the Lincoln bedroom? She got duty on the Lincoln, the bed where President Lincoln slapped?
Yes, and on me.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you're the panty pooper to the stars.
I would be lying if I said that it didn't turn me on a little bit. To think about the wife of the leader of the free world shit just splattered on my chest. It was like 1,000 orgasms at once. Yeah. However, unlike Candy Crowley and Anderson Cooper, I had to hold myself together.
Right.
I took Flo to the nearest restroom to clean her up. I left the pile of duty in the Lincoln bedroom. Mm-hmm. Rahm Emanuel can come take care of that mess later, I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's his job.
Okay, poopy on his breath.
Right.
An hour later, we met back with the president and Opral. Opral took me aside and asked, Cheryl, did you do your job? Oprah, I mean Gail, she had an incident, but I cleaned it up, I said. Besides, she got so much out of her that I don't think we have to worry about another explosion tonight. During the interview, I was behind the camera while Oprah asked the Obamas a few questions.
Okay.
About 15 minutes into the interview, I started to smell something rank. The scent reminded me of that one time I had a scat three-way with Christiane Amanpour and Lou Dobbs.
Oof,
but that's a story for another day.
What do you mean for another day?
For another day.
I want to hear about it now.
Listen, this is true dude names.
Oh, come on.
What are you doing in the dorm?
I looked at the first lady's legs, and there were streaks slowly slithering down the side. She had a look on her face like she had something to hide. Mm-hmm. Something like the warm and free, yet terribly embarrassing feeling of pooping your panty. It was clear that she didn't empty out her entire pile earlier. She asked to be excused and walked away, leaving behind droppings that were falling out of her purple chiffon dress.
Droppings? Like a rodent?
Fortunately, the president wasn't paying attention because he was in speech mode answering one of Oprah's questions. After the interview, Oprah gave me the Candy Crawley tape and said, good job. You earned this.
Right.
I'll fly you back home tomorrow. However, you never know when I might need you again.
Girls!
So don't forget, I still have plenty more footage of you doing the dirty. I wasn't exactly sure which incident she was referring to, but I didn't bother asking, I was so exhausted that I couldn't take much more that night. The next day I arrived home and I checked my voicemail.
Yeah.
Hello, Cheryl. This is Christiane Amanpour.
Oh, good.
You and I have unfinished business.
But she said it with that accent she uses, that fake accent, right?
To be continued.
Fuck you.
That's good. That's good.
No, it is not good. That's the wrong clip. Look at how I'm controlling my clips from my iPhone. Can you see this?
Did you like that?
Fright.
Yes.
Tight undergarments.
But I don't
like
the suspense.
Prolonged bicycle or horseback riding.
I really enjoy
this.
His name is Lance. Nate, please record for your show notes that we have done another episode of True Duty.
True Dude?
True Dude, sorry.
Okay, I'll put that in the show notes.
A plus, thank you.
Right, they happen. So we have news, and maybe we can even get this gal on the phone. Guess who Griselda played tennis with this week? She played tennis with Katie Couric. Now, this is a true story, and there was no panty pooping involved. Isn't that nice? And she said that she told her she was from Alaska, and Katie Couric said, "Are you a Sarah Palin fan?" Okay, that was my number one item, and it's off the list.
Excuse me? Oh, that was great. Good stuff.
I want to find out what happened, though, if anything.
I have something to play.
Hold on.
You ready?
How long is it?
Oh, it's good. You'll like it.
Okay.
Please.
Go ahead.
Next.
Saying I won't be around this year. I'm a bit sick. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
Oh, my God.
And he won't be around to spread his Christmas
cheer.
Cheryl,
hold up. This is such an old song. That's like...
The reindeer all look blue.
Woo.
They know what he's going through. Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year.
No.
See, this doesn't work.
Excuse me?
The problem with this is I remember when this song first came out, it was in the 80s, and I think it was actually the local TV station in Indianapolis where I was living at the time. It was one of these very homophobic, hateful songs when people were actually dying of AIDS. So I don't find the usual humor that we often find when we talk about N-words.
Okay. Right.
Now I'm going to try and get Griselda on to ask about that.
Maybe Timmy will play it on his grum without that context, and it'll be funny again.
It's an intergenerational thing. I think you're just too...
Right. You just have to be dying of the AIDS.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's just not the same when people aren't the same. Grizel Turd?
Yeah?
This is Imagine Cheryl again.
Imagine Cheryl.
Listen, we want to know what happened with you and Katie Couric. Is it true that you was playing tennis with her and she pooped her panties?
Who was it?
Katie Couric.
No.
What do you mean no?
I can't talk about this.
Why?
Man, you're so stupid.
I didn't... You can't talk about the panty pooping or about the who it was?
Both.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know that because you tweeted about it and stuff. I didn't know.
Well, no, I put it on my Facebook, but that's friends only.
Oh, oops. Never mind. I didn't.
Right.
Did she make you sign a non-disclosure agreement?
Yes.
Really? To play tennis with her?
No, I didn't.
Match. Quit it.
I'm supposed to.
That's weird. All. Okay. Sorry. Anyway, nobody listens to this program anyway. So you had. We'll just do some revisionism. You had played tennis with Candy Crowley of CNN. Right?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's correct.
Did she poop her panty?
Yes.
There we go.
Woo. Did you hit it with the racket?
Did she what with the racket?
Did she hit her poopy? Like, she came out of her panty. She did this to me once. We were playing a game of doubles, me and Candy Crowley, and she took a huge shit in the middle of the court. And then she hit it at the people on the other side of the court. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly
she went insane. And then she ate a piece of
she
duty.
She served it, girl.
She ate it. Yep. She was hungry. She said, I'm so hungry. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyway.
Blank donates. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, sorry about that disclosure, but fortunately nobody listens to this program.
All right.
Okay. Well, we're gonna continue. I just thought that might be a scoop, but evidently it was just candy crawling.
Well, maybe I'll ask permission.
Ask permission, and then maybe we can have her on the show. And if not, just take pictures of Candy Crowley making a duty so we can sell it to the Inquirer and get lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'll do that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, bye, thanks. Honey.
Bye, squish.
God, man.
I didn't know it was a secret.
God, man, you're so stupid. Right.
No, seriously, I didn't know. I tweeted it like a few days ago. I didn't know it was a secret. I thought it was
right.
Oh, right. N-word. Usually, when, you know what? You play tennis with somebody famous, and they make you sign a non-disclosure. I don't fucking get it.
Listen, it's Candy Crowley. What do you want?
Right,
man?
Candy Crowley. I keep thinking it was somebody else.
Right. Oh, right.
Now we want to talk about anal hoards.
No.
Why?
I think we should play another on.
What about we have a Shrek Bella sex tape to play?
Okay, in a moment.
Are you going to play it or am I?
Hold on.
Wait.
I saw Madge kiss the Agatha.
Ooh.
Underneath the yoga mat last night.
Moon.
She didn't even.
Nate, can you play that song, please?
No. I don't like that song. It's slanderous.
Why?
Cheryl, it's...
What?
No. I can't even dignify that with a response.
Madge, listen. You shouldn't say N-word because you're old enough to know a time when blacks were being discriminated against. It's
yeah, but the difference
defensive.
Is I don't care.
It's generational.
The difference is I don't care about that.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
We lost the raver diaper fatty. Tim, you were worried about raver diaper.
Now, after you poop, it's important to wipe yourself properly with toilet paper.
Cheryl.
Front to back.
I was talking to Timmy about raver diaper fatty.
Front to back. What happened to her?
I want to know, Timmy, you were worried she's a stalker. We can't even get her back. She can't get anywhere. She won't go anywhere near us. What's going on?
Okay, his mania is not confined to the ring.
You know, he kept calling you the N-word earlier?
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up. I don't want to freak him out.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
He was calling me the N-word?
He
yes, every time
you
turn your back.
He's
right?
Like, you stupid N. Go back.
Yes, and this and that. Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. With black people and...
Or does he have a problem with me? I don't
both,
understand.
Both, I think.
Know.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's get rid of...
It's not online, Nate.
It says blah. His status says blah. I'm apparently a stalker now. Great. I feel shitty. How did he not know he was a stalker?
Okay.
Well, like I tell people newsflash, you know?
Mm-hmm. You also called him fat and he didn't know he was fucking fat.
Now, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Come on.
Warts?
Warts, yes. You got warts?
Well, I got a message, an email the other day from the DD. Let's just say DD. We all know who that is.
Okay.
DD says to me, listen, is it true that Kay Arafella had the anal warts last week during your shoot? And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, was it noticeable on the video, which, by the way, is already on the internet. And he said, I said, don't worry, I removed it from the edit, so it's not there, but you can look at it to be sure. And you know what he asked me, Cheryl?
What?
He said, Madge, do you think we should use him again before he gets his problem taken care of?
And you said, yes, of course.
No, I said, no. I don't want to get warts on the phone. Okay, so check. Anal warts are done. But I did say it looked like a Cabbage Patch doll. Okay. And it did. But it was brown. Cabbage is usually not brown unless it's got poopy on it. Okay, what's going on? This is Timmy said that We're quoting Window Licker, who is panty pooping duty head. I only do it because I'm bored half the time I'm mixing DJ sets. I'm really not an annoying person, Tim. I just act on things people say, not for attention, but to keep from being bored. Well, who cares? We just want you to poopy on Oprah. There was a nice cover of O Magazine where she had this huge hair to cover her to make her enormous face look smaller. Tim says, I know when I'm bored, I shit myself on KM. Don't you, Cheryl? That doesn't sound at all strange to Cheryl. Cheryl!
You know what? I don't need to do it on cam. What do I got to do it on cam for?
You got
I
audio.
I do it with myself. Excuse me?
You do it with all of us. You record it and name them after blacks, Cheryl.
No, I do not.
You name every piece of duty after blacks.
No, that is
and
racist.
By the way, today's was particularly disgusting how it slithered out of your nasty, disgusting, withered old ass coat.
Wasn't that a nice
It was
one?
Like... It was like the silence of the I lambs with the fava beans and the liver, you know? Ow, I hurt my jaw. All right. Okay, your turn. Cheryl! Cheryl!
What?
You'll stop that this instant.
Why?
Yeah, you should name role models. Can you? Steve Biko, Nelson Mandela, why not? Harriet Tubman, you should have black... Cheryl, listen to this. February is Black History Month. You'll have to do a famous black person for every piece of duty. Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks.
Parks.
Wilson. Yeah, Harriet Tubman. Prius. Whatever. Stop it! Cheryl, I am upset with you now.
Why?
It is obscene, literally. I talked to a lawyer about this because I had a duty to remove. Oh, I wanted to follow up with what I did with the duty scene. Cheryl, will you stop it? You're interrupting my train of thought. I need to talk about... Stop it. I can't talk while you're dutying like that on my show, Grim.
You know you want this hot steamy cunt Doris, honey.
Cheryl, can we please move on? Cheryl.
Of course, move on.
I can't while you're dutying that poo.
And
why?
I said that's perfectly normal. Cheryl. If they were side by side, you couldn't sit down, and he felt much easier.
And we're all on shoulders.
Cheryl, I'm rapidly forgetting what I was going to say. Okay, so you remember the scene...
You talked to the attorney about removing a duty because it was obscene from curmudgeon's anus.
Right. And by the way, you can watch that whole scene, including the duties in question, but you have to pay for it. And I'd rather you give me the money, and I'll describe it to you. It's online right now.
The duty is...
The scene that I'm talking about is online, but you have to be a member.
Of a
member's entrance.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see.
Who would be a member of that?
Here, I'll let the computer read the description at least, okay?
Okay.
I don't know who wrote this. Oh, I got burpy from that shit.
My computer.
Hey, you're hurting my ears. Shut up for a sex cunt. Here it is. Boom.
Protege and Kiminkyo run into each other on the street. Kiminkyo wants to know why Protege has been ignoring his phone calls. Protege blows him off. Kiminkyo says that the work he did on Rock's house has problems and he needs to fix, so he convinces Protege to come upstairs. Kiminkyo shows Protege the fireplace and tells him to look at the mistakes in the tuck pointing or something. While Protege is bent over the fireplace, Kiminkyo pulls his pants down and starts fucking with him, etc. After they fuck, Protege asks what he needs to fix and Kiminkyo says he got punked like a dumbass.
Now, I'm not going to tell you who had the warts, okay?
Kimachin.
Oh, it got a 4.5 rating. Ooh.
Do you see the ward in the video?
No, I told a little. I don't really know. Now, Cheryl, at another time...
Protease inhibitor AIDS.
Will you stop screaming at me?
Sorry.
Oh, I had the thing on. So anyway, I want to tell you what I did. So, you know, so I edited this, and then Mr. aura of the Aura fellas, if you know what I mean. He comes back from his trip, and he's like, Aura, how did the shoot go? I'm like, good, but you really need to look at it before it goes on because there's this duty. He said, okay, and he didn't want to do it. He's like, well, you know, I'm sure it's good. Just put it on there. Does it look like, yeah, I trust your judgment. He's like, I'm like, look, no, you need to see this. Now, first of all, the guy who's sort of been mentoring me, who shows me, he's been working there for like 6 years, and he's the one that shows me how to do it, showed me how to do everything, and he maintains the website and all this. I said, so what did you think of that cream pie? He said, it was really disgusting, and it was the first time since I've ever worked here in 6 years that I actually felt like vomiting. Isn't that great?
You're so lucky. Look at you directing the most name.
It's maybe not luck, start, it's my skill.
You can start like Rockefeller's Rockefeller Duty videos.
Aura-fella, Cheryl.
Sorry, Aura-fella.
And so so I showed it to Aura-fella. He said, yeah. He said, that's brown. That's some brownie. He said, but then again, you can't really tell. And that some people be freaking out on that shit. Some people be into that. They're all kind of freak out there. I said, okay, but isn't it obscene if it's duty? He said, yeah, it kind of is obscene. And that's when we talked to the lawyer. You know, the lawyer is downstairs. I said, is obscene? Yeah, a little with the duty. And then we started talking about the two girls, one cup, and how it's really chocolate, and they had obscenity charges. But that's another story. And then okay. Then I told him about one man, one glass. Mm-hmm. And actually,
did you watch it with Thingham?
No, but Aura already knew about it, but the lawyer did not.
Okay.
But anyways... So, Cheryl, so then, I said, you know, I'd really feel better if we can at least color fix it. So I color corrected the brown duty.
And you made it brown like his skin?
No, it was already brown because it was duty water. Duty okay. water. So I sort of used the color correction, the three-way color correction filter, and I changed it from brown to sort of a reddish brown.
So it looks like blood now. Okay.
No, it wasn't really blood. Okay. It looked better, and then I used a defocus filter, so it looked... Anyway, so the bottom line is you can still see the duty. It just doesn't look quite as duty-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Human dog says, why is it obscene material illegal at this point? What difference does it make if you take a shit out of
film?
I don't know, and I don't think it really is obscene when you consider the things we've shown on this grum.
Excuse me?
Oh, Tom Morris, speaking of a blasphemy in the UK, I mean, seriously.
I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted.
Okay, I have a haiku to read, Nate. Okay. Or not a haiku, a body dedication. A political one.
Oh, political? Are you sure?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
Hey there, Joe Lieberman. Uh-huh. You are a massive douche, and I hate you. First of all, you are ugly as hell. You have a parenthesis face, and you look like the dog Dopey. You
Excuse
have
me?
A shit-eating grin. I bet you do eat your own shit, you self-serving corporate fuckface. I remember years ago when you were running as VP in the Gore campaign, and how you were shitting yourself and throwing your turds at Ralph Nader. Then
right.
back in 2006, when you couldn't even win the Democratic primary, you had to get your corporate ass-raping backers together and fund a campaign because you couldn't accept the fact that nobody actually likes you. I hope you start puking all over yourself and
right.
start masturbating with the vomit, and I hope someone catches
vomit.
You on camera so you can get the fuck out of Washington, you asshole. Honey, I love you, Joe Lieberman, especially because I love old people so much.
Now, what was the body part, though?
His ugly face, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. No. Now, Cheryl, I have this voicemail. It's another dirty, dirty sex tape, speaking of obscene, about, I believe, Schrock Bellard Morton Kloops, who's dead to me, but still she's leaving sex tapes around.
Okay.
What I want to know is, now, you were interested in the Google translation of it, which happens automatically on Google Voice. Which should we do first, the actual or you reading the Google voice? I think the actual first, right?
All right.
Is that right? And then we'll do the good. Okay, here we go. Shut up.
Where's this hole, Daddy? Where's this hole? Daddy. Oh, Daddy, my hole is raw and red. Dirty, Dennis. Mm-hmm. Our dad had put a Christmas tree in my hole. Took it out and it's all brown. Drizzled your tinsel in my intestines, Daddy. I got 800 feet of large intestine because I'm a large girl. That's a lot of dirty, Daddy. Our Daddy, you're going to have little Asian people go cave diving in my hole, Daddy.
Daddy.
You're going to find new organisms and new species inside of me, Daddy, because I got toxic megacolon from all that deer meat inside me, Daddy. I'm
75%
fat, Daddy.
Sorry.
My body
get my
is 75% fat. I'll breathe this hole, Daddy. Cook me a Christmas goose. Oh, Daddy, girth me if you could find my genitals, if you could reach inside my folds. You actually have to reach in and push my penis because it's become vagina-like because their obesity folds and surrounded it and gone past it, and there's just a hole inside the fold where the penis is, and it's more like a vagina, Daddy.
I'm very upset with you, Cheryl, for making so much goddamn noise with that wax paper from the Cheez-Lits.
Sorry,
do you eat
about
the cheddar?
That.
Do you eat the white cheddar or the golden cheddar?
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Do you eat the white cheddar or the golden cheddar Cheez-Lits?
The hot and spicy.
Okay, now will you read what? Now this is actually what the Google Voice automatically translates the calls, and this is the exactly how we perceive the translation. Go ahead, Cheryl.
For this call and let us, I just cruel, but learn that I'll go home to wrong, either encumbered and do that. Devin, that apportment Christmas tree of a home off, and I wanted to call Brown. Image, parental units in Florida, intestines. Debbie, I best. I got 200 feet of the large intestine because I'm a large pro. That's a lot of turning, Dallas. All right, battery, gonna have rust. I don't know if you know. And then people book, and I are gonna hold battery. But if I had a new organisms and there's issues in bother me, then I can. I got toxic Wagner calling me from Ova. August. Dear medium-sized made out. I am in 75%. So if it was that day, my body's avenue purse, that... I'll read of Hall and Bad. I could give a Christmas gross or not interest me if you could have found a bunch. I don't know if you can reach inside last calls and directly information of a course my penis. Seventh recrement, sunshine delight.
Recumbent.
Recrement because zero. This is the default S around a bit, and it's going past up. Well, homeless side of the phone. Nick Torn with the cynicism. It's what coverage. I know that I saw you can't three, can't merman think that I have set up a and our fund best.
Now, that's amazing, and I am going to, at the bottom, it says transcript useful, and you're supposed to check yes or no. This was definitely useful to me, wouldn't you say? Check, because we want... Would you like to donate this voicemail to help us improve transcription? Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's true. The genius people at Google, they're just geniuses. You can tell from their technology. Now, should we play while we're doing this the recording
the
about Jack and his Gressy?
Yes, please.
One moment. Let's see. Well, women at large is a totally new concept in fitness, proving you can be large and be a disgusting cow. So much fat hanging off your face, it makes you look like a mongoloid. Oh, no, that's not it. Hold on. Let me download, and then we'll get it going. And this will just take one sex cunt. Okay. Alf Wiedert Zanes. Hold on, stop, and don't eat this time. I mean, you can eat, just don't make all that fucking noise with the goddamn rapers. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm so sorry.
Girls, what are you doing in the dorm?
Okay, hold on. We're almost there. Here we go.
Well, Maj, I think I've officially hit rock bottom. The Gressy that I just learned that the Gressy that I fucked once, apparently she smokes meth.
Okay.
So, I fucked a meth addict, basically. I mean, I'm pretty much like you.
Excuse me?
This is horrible, and I don't know what to do. And I was thinking you would maybe have some insight, seeing as you got a blowjob with Agatha one time, so...
Cheryl Ruckering.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. See ya, I guess.
Hello?
What are you doing in the dorm? What are you doing in the dorm? What are you doing in the dorm?
Okay.
What are you doing in the dorm?
Okay. And roll shoulder.
Bells.
Even though she kissed the hand.
Bells. His name is Bells.
And roll off shoulder.
His name is Charles, but his name is...
And roll off shoulder.
His name is Charles, but his name is...
And roll off shoulder.
Sudden fright. Tight under...
That's good.
I'm now so old.
Did you already cover this? You said...
Okay.
You know you want this hot steamy cunt, Doris, honey. You know you want this...
I'm dead.
No, we have... Cheryl, were you on the same show as me or not? Because you know we didn't talk about that yet.
Okay, well, that's what I was bringing in.
How long ago did you take your drugs?
Well, I didn't yet. Thanks for reminding me.
The drugs that make you talk about your layups.
Let me take it. They won't come into fruition before the drum is over. I should help.
It's true, though, what you hint at. Mr. Ara of the Ara Fellas. Actually, he was in L.A. all last week when I was filming these wards. And, he met Precious at a club with the Blanche. He met the actual Precious, and he said she's not that big in real life. They said she made her look a lot bigger.
You can't make someone like that look bigger. She's already huge.
I know, but she was wearing a lot of clothes, and it's just that she has that huge slanted face that looks like Mount Everest, you know?
I believe it's called the Downs face.
But he said to her, are you going to school now? What are you doing? She said, I ain't going to no damn school. I'm going to be a movie star.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. I mean, I interpret...
You can't be a movie star just because you're fat.
Yeah, really, Cheryl? What? I don't know what century you're living in. Please.
Well, the one where Fandy can't get...
What about that... Well, Schrockbella has... Who cares? She's dead to me. But what about Fat Man? He's famous and he's just fat. What about... What about Red Fatty? I mean, granted, she's dead, but she was fat. There's zillions of fatty. What about Star Jones and how she became unfamous the second she lost the weight? What about
Look
Oprah?
At one turn.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, stop that crunchy noise. You're just like... Let's see. Layups. No, there's some things on my list that we can take
Next
care of
topic.
Quickly. Yeah.
Flosserta Jim.
Oh, yeah. So I saw David Serta because, you know, I had to get
him. Was this on your list as well? Am I just repeating?
Yeah, but we can talk about... Actually, no, it wasn't on my list, but it's. I'm glad you remembered it.
Come on. Precious, the sequel, Women and Lords.
I am going to do a sequel because I was very excited, but I need people... I got so many comments on that thing, but I don't understand. I should be getting more plays. I need people to circulate that goddamn thing more.
I agree, Nate.
And then I'll make a sequel. It's called Women at Large in Charge.
A year later, Women at Large, the remix.
Women at Large dead. Shut up, Cheryl. That was the remix. Fuck you.
Okay, all right.
Gerald.
Looking good.
So mm-hmm. I saw David Serta. He came over to the dorm to pick up a DVD. And I told him, just wait outside. But no, he had to come in because he wanted to see all the naked, you know, peoples. I said, look, the dorm is closed. But anyway, so I saw... Thank you for saying I look pretty, barf. So we're walking. I said, I'm going to... He said, do you need a ride? I said, no, I'm going to the gym for my yoga. And David said, oh, I'm going to the gym too. I said, because he works at the Cheetah Gym where the FAF always goes. I said, oh, do you still see chinless there? And he says, oh, unfortunately, yes, all the time. And he goes, I don't understand it. I see them there all the time. And it's like nothing changes. They look like nothing happens. So, right. Next topic.
Fired.
Fired. He was particularly talking about pork, more so than the other one. Like, he just keeps getting bigger in it, not in the muscles in the belly. I shouldn't say that, though. Scratch that from the record, girdle. Okay, so my topic number... I'm going to skip three for now, which is the Durham party. Topic number four is chleops. Did we cover chleops? This is how I get 30 topics, by the way. Did we cover chleops? Hello?
Yes,
topic number four on my list is chleops. Did we cover it or not?
No.
Would you care to take that? Chleops.
Chleops.
Okay. Number five is chicken and biscuits.
Okay.
Go ahead, and you elaborate on that.
Listen, if this is what your list is like, then this crumb is over.
Not all of them are like that. Number six is laps.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Okay, numbers. Stop eating.
Sorry.
Number seven.
Number seven, Miss Winner.
Number seven is, would you like gravades with that?
Dorm party and chicken and biscuit are the same topic. Good point, Tommy.
Presents for Christmas is number eight.
Okay.
I have a wish list. I tweeted it earlier. I need you to buy shit for me. I especially need the North Face jacket for $200, black or navy. Well, those are the other only options. And I really need the George Foreman grill so I can make nice meals cheap. No,
I have a stinky apartment.
There's things as cheap as like $10 all the way up to like $200 or $400. You know what? Look at the goddamn thing and buy me some shit, Barfy. I haven't got time for all this explanation. Okay. Presents for Christmas, more presents, and Mooney.
You know, it's affordable. Donating money.
Okay, and then that was number eight. Number nine. Okay. Number nine is more Christmas presents and Mooney. Money. Okay. Oh, honey, it has not been 30 minutes. We have a lot more topics. Those are just the...
This is why we love Tiger Woods. He's an African-American plus miscellaneous other races with all the baggage of traditional colored athletes. He didn't come from the streets. I feel like this white world that he conquered has turned his back on him. No longer is he a white person with black skin. From what I understand, most professional athletes... Blah, blah. Who cares? Him and Dog is trying to make me read this crap about the Tiger Woods, and no one cares about the Tiger Woods.
Cheryl.
Okay, all right.
I'm back now. I wanted to talk about the party, the Christmas party for the dorm. Okay, we had it at the Buca de Beppo. Do you know what that place is? Have you heard of this? It's a chain restaurant.
Buca
de Beppo, huh?
Kind of white.
Not that night. And we were
I thought you said that none of them showed up.
In the picture, they didn't. It was weird. But
what?
They didn't show up in the picture. Cheryl, they were there, but you said, why are all these people white in the picture? It's because you couldn't see them. They were there, though.
No, I'm
serious. Look at the picture again.
You said to me, and I quote, most of them didn't show up.
Cheryl, I said that, but
that doesn't make any sense. No. Don't they want free food and drinks?
Cheryl, you didn't understand. When I said they didn't show up, I mean they didn't show up in the picture. Look again, they're there. You can't see them. because I was doing a panorama with the iPhone, and it stitches them together. And when it saw the blacks, it didn't see anything, the computer. So it put the space there. Look at it again. Behind the Pope, because we're at the Pope's table, is in this Lucite box. The nice thing about the Durham is you can make off-color jokes. And I said, you know, I really would like to see somebody take a big shit on the plexiglass on top of that Pope. And my neighbor said, yeah, that's right. But guess who was sitting next to me on one side?
For y'all.
Maybe. And I'm not, and he did not smell like prep. Stop that.
Prep.
He did not smell like prep.
Oh, he's taking the prep now, Nate.
No, he didn't.
One, two.
Cheryl.
Three, four, five. Five N. I see one, two.
Five N. What is this, algebra?
Five.
What are you talking about?
I see five white people, Nate.
Cheryl, just five. Post the thing. Post it in the chat room. So we can
really?
All look. Yes, really. Just in the chat room. We need to discuss this now. Link post. She's our girl. Do it now. Why are you so slow?
You really want me to post this, Nate?
Oh, only in the chat room, yes.
Okay.
We're just friends here in the chat room. You can't really tell what anyone looks like anyway. I just want to explain that where the people are.
Okay.
Let's get things going on here. Okay. Now.
Get it going. Get it.
How many B... Okay, see, first of all, you can't even see B period on. He's next to me. There's actually two people next to me that are not even in the picture. Okay, first of all. So two of them aren't even in there. Are you listening to me? Can you active listen? Say, uh-huh. Okay, now you see there's another one there. You see that one? The one furthest to the right. That's he's black, right? The one next to him. The one next to him. Oh, now this one was a mess. The white one next to that second black one, the old white guy, he's the accountant, and he was so fucking drunk. That's his ex-boyfriend who's a little cockeyed. Now, they gave us Christmas cards, but she was... Now, the one next to him...
Okay.
He's the main bottom over at the Durham in Miami right now.
Okay.
I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
She's real messy. But she's black, but looks white. See?
Yes, she does.
Quite black.
Okay.
Now, the
is
one
that
with...
Mama?
Yes, that is Grant. That is actually Dee Dee's mother.
Hey. Okay.
That's...
She's blurred. Okay.
Yes, that is him. That's you know who that is. P-Job was correct.
He wanted to give you a plate of pasta at the cocoa party, but he'll give you a rectum full of sperm. What that
we had is. Pasta and we had veal. We just didn't have the
chef.
What are you talking about?
You didn't have no chef.
Edith, you just send it in the. Do you have to? What does she mean, Edith? Saying I have to have my, I don't have my address in there. I don't understand what you're talking about. Doesn't it know my address? And you just tell it to send me. Yes, I've had people send me shit all the time on the goddamn thing.
I don't think your address is on there. It says none is listed.
But it is listed. How come I've got shit from there then before?
I know.
Anyway, just get me more money, Edith. You're good at that. All right. So now next to Cody, you see there's two people there that you cannot see. That's what I'm talking about. There are two black people. You can see their hands. They look like ghosts, right?
I don't know.
You can barely see them, but they are there. Does anybody see what I'm talking about?
I see through them.
But they're there. That's what I was talking about. There's actually three of them, including the one in white.
Okay,
the one in white is Ara himself, and then and then there's Dee Dee, and then the other. I don't want to talk about
that's Dee Dee. He's blurry. Is he black?
No, white.
The one next to the black that's blurry.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he would be uglier.
I removed the link, so this never happened. Okay, good. Now, is Bradley Trainer in the black skirt? No, black. Strongfoot.
Excuse me.
Is one wearing an eye patch? No, but he's. This is getting to be a confusing.
Excuse me.
Red shirt. Who's? I don't see any red shirt. Where?
Redshirt fatty. The one with the, you know, he's wearing a red sweaty.
Cheryl, there's something. Oh, never mind.
Excuse me?
I can't even. Some things I just can't talk about on the show.
Next topic.
Remind me to talk to you after the show about bedwetting.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Okay. So that was topic number three. Done. Let's see. The reason I don't want to give these links out is because I don't want people there to end up on this show, because then we can't talk about any of this anymore, and then there'll be no content whatsoever.
Okay.
So that's why,
biscuits
like,
are only for Kasha. That's a good question.
Right. What?
Were there biscuits? Or only for Katya?
Well, no biscuits, only for Katya. And we had a... I'm glad I didn't even mention the menu. Yes, Zillafag, there is content. God damn, motherfucker.
Okay.
Now, listen, will you stop? You're losing my train of thought. No, it's not a Popeye. I said it's a goddamn Brown's chicken and pasta. Listen, so the menu was as follows. So first we had that salad, which was an antipasti. And then we had, I had a bottle of water. Of course, they drank like fishies, but I had a bottle of Woody. And then, can we discuss podcasting and podcasting gear? Sure. I got a hot cunt. Now, next, we had the main course, which we had a gigantic lasagna, several of them. We had veal parmesan with ham on it. Very ghetto. Veal parmesan with ham. And wow. We had some sort of pasta with the cream sauce, of course.
Ooh, and it had gonna be some shitty bottom.
Different kind. Oh, my God. Cheryl, I was upset that I forgot the phone today, because you wouldn't believe what I saw in the toilet today. Cheryl?
What?
Cheryl, I never seen... No. It was the biggest duty splatter I ever seen at the dorm. See, there's this one room, and I found out why that's the room, you know, where I take pictures, because it's the room where they send the bottoms to fleet, and they do force them to fleet before the shoot. Well, this one, and I think it was that mulatto I showed you earlier on the picture, I think it looked like such an explosion of duty, it was... all up everywhere. And it's always the day after the cleaning woman comes. And I thought, why is it today I don't have the phone when there's this humongous duty splash? I mean, it was, Cheryl, it looked like it was creeping. You could see the swine flu crawling out of the bowl.
Oh, wow.
It was like Candy Crowley was there times, well, 0.5.
Okay, bye, Coon.
Okay, but then can we talk about the rest of that story? What?
This is what Harissa... on my Facebook, she put this on my blue wall.
Harissa?
She said this was a haiku inspired while working at the Waffle House.
Yeah, okay.
Small window of fat. Before Shrek's next heart attack. Special made coffin.
That's good. I thought Baby Jane was on vacation, though.
That wasn't from Baby Jane.
It was a good one, though. Who wrote that?
I told you, Harissa. Don't know who that is.
I thought you were making fun of Clarissa. You mean her name was really Harissa? How do you spell it? And if there's an aura, please pronounce it.
H-E-R-A. I am saying it.
Can you say aura more longer?
Aura. Rock aura fella.
Yeah. Okay. Pandy pooping contest, Coco Corn versus KKK. That's a very good idea, Tom. I'm surprised that you from England. I thought you don't have the blakes over there, do you?
Where?
Cheryl, if you want, J-Maids and I and you, we can do one of those things where we have a video conference and I can show you.
Rod's 8, Jews and Jigaboos.
Why is that not in the chat room? Why are you having private conversations?
He just said that to me.
J-Maids, I was just about to suggest that I show you that nice scene that I shot in a private video chat with Gerald, and then you had to be naughty like that and not share it with the group. Now
what
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about later. You know how we did Women at Large and we were all together? Mm-hmm. Well, I was about to suggest that we do that again, only I show you the nice video that I made for the gym last week with the duty hole.
That would be very nice.
But I decided, you know what? J-Maids is not playing nice. He's not sharing with the group. He's sending private messages to you about black people. And it's not nice.
No, it wasn't him. It was one turd.
Oh, it was one turd. Well, you should have said so. I'm sorry, J-Maids. I didn't mean to accuse you.
Right.
What is this?
It's a story.
What are you are tweeting? Bloated lesbian RT human dog Madge Weinstein's show has degenerated into a cesspool of racist poop and sharton. When was it ever? That's kind of a compliment in a way, because it suggests that at one point it wasn't that. Right. Girl, work that hine out. Hi.
Hine?
Hi.
Okay, what is this?
What?
Okay.
Crimis. Oh, numbered 9.
Oh,
more Crimis.
Nice one.
More Crimis.
Illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard.
This is not
illegals in my yard. Throw them some pesos and they work so hard.
I like his voice. It's very Republican.
Illegals in my yard.
Republican.
Illegals in my yard.
Republican.
Illegals in my yard. I don't even ask if they got green card.
I don't like this. I'm dating people that are illegals. So, well, not dating, but having things.
Are you talking about Clarissa?
I am not. No.
How is she buying a place then?
Cheryl?
What?
Shut
I'm
up.
Reporting her to the internet.
Cheryl, shut up.
IFC.
You can go to a different country. Foreigners can come buy a property here. Look at all the chinks.
Excuse me?
I mean, the Chinese. Cheryl, shut up. Stop being mean to me like that.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm going to do one thing to be nice to the audience. I'm going to show you a still from the Screen Sharks from the nice video I made this week, okay?
Is this the same as the one last week?
The same one. I only did one, yeah.
We saw it last week, Nate.
The screenshots?
Yeah.
No. I mean the actual ones from the website. I just showed you the duty
that's
hole.
Different.
I just showed you the duty hole. I didn't show you, like, these are the stills that they use to promote the video.
With the duty?
Without the duty.
Okay. He's got a big tongue. And his ball is very dork.
It takes a big tongue to get around the...
The warts?
No.
He looks very, like, he's got the pain look on his face from his wart. You think that?
Oh, no. That, actually, that the one in the bottom middle you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the scene, and there was only, like, one shot from that, because the 2 seconds after that face is when he made the guy pull out, and I had to shut the camera off in a duty dick. He pulled his dick out, was covered with duty. That's when he was sharting. That face is, oh, fuck, I'm duty and on this guy's dick right now.
And then when he's sticking his tongue out, what's going on there?
Look in the D.
No.
I don't know.
The bottom right.
Tongue? Oh, no, that's what he do. That's prodigy. Oh. That's what he do. He stick his tongue out.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe it was his chlip.
Nope. Not his chlip.
You gotta work hard to hold the fleet in.
Mm-hmm. I like this link removal thing. It's fun. Then I can pretend it never happened. All right.
Link
next.
Removal.
I did that, yes. Because we gotta...
Remove Nate.
We gotta be careful around here, Nate. Shut up. Shut up.
With it.
Stop
what?
Swearing.
Sorry. Not
oh,
really.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no. I can't do that.
What?
No, you can't do that.
Can't. You did already.
No. I can't. Nope. I can't do that. Okay.
All right.
Now, P-Job, stop being racist. It's very hot, especially with duty. Now, let's go back to my list. Is it my turn or yours?
I don't have any more.
Okay, number 10. Oh, I have more content than you. Hey. Right. Number 10 is the 12 Days of Crimis. Can we just... No, we won't do it again. Okay. Where he did the 12 Days of Crimis, including the gold teeth. That's what was so funny. Like, that this week I was in one of the scenes I had to work on. There was that person with the gold teeth, and that's why I thought it was so
funny. Are you going to promote my Christmas album yet?
You do.
Cheryl Murkowski released a very special holiday album located at Hoorhole.org. It's called Cheryl's Christmas Classic.
And it's amazing, and you can download it as a zip. Listen, the whole thing.
I had a lot of help from the J-Mate Shade on the lyrics. We worked very hard, and there are 12 tracks on the Christmas album. Now, you can download the mixed album, you could download the individual tracks, or you can download a zip file with all of it. And you should do it. You should do it out.
Right.
It's amazing.
Do
link
it.
Link removed.
I don't know why that happened.
Link pulls.
Curtain have been about... That's what happens when you try to say things about turn aids.
What happened?
Link removed.
Why?
Because somebody said things about me, slanderous things.
You saw a new kiss in Hagathurn?
Things like that. Mm-hmm.
You didn't belong by her. Now listen.
Can I have, speaking of...
What about you're a mean one, Hagathurn?
Listen, I have number 11 is, coincidentally, my Hagathurn AIDS update.
Oh,
great. Now, J-Maid's Shade wants fucking money, too.
Okay.
God damn it. Jamie's Shade at gmail.com is his PayPal.
Feel free to send him money.
All right. And then, do you want the Hagathurn update or not?
Of course.
Okay, so
she dead?
Unfortunately not, but somebody was asking for voicemails. She doesn't leave me voicemails ever since I announced that I don't listen to them and just delete them, which is true. So fortunately, I haven't heard from her at all. The update is because I talked to a mutual friend yesterday who told me, first of all, the boyfriend with the head injury left her, which I think I already mentioned.
Okay.
So the person who was only there because he had a head injury and was majorly retarded from it left Hagathurn, even with the head injury.
He told us
so
that,
he
yeah.
replaced him with some other, you know, Twinkie. And the, you know how he's paying for him? Because the guy died with the duty, right? That he had to fuck with the Depends. Mm-hmm. So guess what Hagathurn is doing to make money now?
Selling meth?
Cleaning houses.
What?
Can you imagine? Why would you let that...
What? Yeah. Well, I guess you'll lick your toilet clean.
Exactly. Oh, my God. No, Hades hates Jews. Okay, so that's number 11. Number 12.
She could babysit, that's true.
Yeah. Number 12 is Girdle.
Okay.
Let me check these off.
Cleaning houses and fucking homeowners since 2009.
Number 12 is Girdle. Number 13, I already talked about Ara Met Precious. Not Finna Go to College, but Finter'd Be a Movie Store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. My first scene online. Okay, we did that.
Oh, hey, Lisa Catherine.
Okay, number 15. I want you to read the comment about fat women wearing diapers from the Women at Large video. Remember?
What comment?
Remember the comment that said, a beautiful woman...
Put it in the check and then I'll do it.
I don't know where the Christ things is. God damn it.
Too late. Hell.
I gotta find the fucking thing.
Prolapse in my yard.
Okay, sing while I look for it.
Prolapse in my yard. Prolapse in my yard. And I love to push it out of me. Prolapse in my yard. Prolapse in my yard. I'm a hoarder.
Who sings that song, Cheryl?
I'm a stupid hoarder. And I have the bipolar.
Cheryl, who sings that song?
What, the illegals in my yard?
The thing you were just singing.
Prolapse in my yard?
Sure.
I do.
I can't find it. Oh, was it on YouTube? I think, yes, it was on YouTube. Oh,
you're a mean one.
Agatha, you're a dirty doer.
Agatha, you should die in mood.
Hagathurn, you're a stupid bitch. Hagatha, dirty drainage ditch. Hagatha, drinking recipe.
Hagatha,
trolling diversity.
Hagatha,
faces caved in
neon.
Hagatha, belongs in the trash.
Cheryl, that reminds me. You know what? I showed my 8-year-old niece the Wall video, and when she came to the part with Trish Sharp has that pink toe, you know what she said?
What?
She said, "Is that a toe? Isn't that weird?"
Your niece said that?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I know. Okay, I'm going to instant message this to you because I don't want to ruin the surprise to the audience.
Okay.
Gerald Prolapse. I'm going to send it through the goddamn Skype, I am. Hell, Dune.
Yes.
Dune. There it is. Oh, okay. Now, this is a comment
that's
on the wall.
That's more beautiful than the curves of a fit woman's body, but nothing uglier. Sorry, but nothing is uglier than a fat woman's rolls. Fat women always look like they're wearing diapers.
Mm-hmm. That's good, huh?
Diaping.
You can't do that.
No, you can't.
Stop that, Bob Aids.
No, you can't.
Bob Aids.
Girls.
Oh, God, Bob Aids.
Okay.
It's no yard. It's no yard. It's no yard.
It happens.
Precious, I'm hungry. You ain't cooking no collard greens with the fucking pig's feet? Like, how am I supposed to eat pig's feet with no collard greens? And why in the fuck does that pig's feet have so much hair in it?
What it?
You eat it.
And we're all
okay, listen.
Yeah.
When I started using fingers or my entire hand to aid in defecation...
I thought you were out of content.
I had no idea it would be pulling my rectum down and out of place, let alone damage my body. As the obsession grew,
right.
I realized there really was only two ways to get things out of my body. I figured, well... Other bulimics are sticking their fingers down their throat to get it all out.
Sure.
Why not use my fingers up my rectum to get it all out? I mean, I was eating really healthy and had no problem forming bowels. But for heaven's sake, I couldn't get them out for the life of me. Not knowing my body was already badly damaged, my last resort was to finger... or fist myself, which became another vicious cycle.
Keep talking. Hang on, I'm cueing something.
Excuse me? Vicious cycle of fingering and fisting.
Hold on, I'm almost ready. I got a little cycle, a new
get
cycle
saved.
Item. I have a new cycle item here.
Hi, I'm Lana Crabtree.
It's all yours.
Yes, I'm done. But I have more topics.
Okay,
diapers and fat women comment. Crabtree, we just covered crab. That was actually a topic.
Okay, good.
That
great.
Was number 16. Number 17. Oh, yes. Real life friend. Okay, this is a good story. Okay. Now, maybe I can even get this person on the phone. Oh, it's too late because she's... This woman, this is the lady who actually knows Mrs. Garrett, but I asked her to come on the show to talk about Mrs. Garrett. She said she wouldn't do it till she's dead. But, but so what she did tell me, she said... We have this mutual friend. We'll call him R. Blah, 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 blah. Okay?
Hi, Rockefeller. Okay.
No, it's not an Rockefeller. We'll just say R.W.
Okay.
R.W. has a dog named Taffy. Okay?
Named what?
He has a dog, a girly dog named Taffy.
Taffy?
Yeah. Now, my friend, her name is Jenny, she was petting Taffy, right, the other day. And she noticed that there was a big lump, like a cyst. And she said, "Hey, R.W., do you know that Taffy has this huge lump? I don't mean to alarm you, but it's really big. Maybe you should have this looked at." He said, "Oh, no, that's just her vagina. It's normal." It turns out the dog is prolapsed. He said ever since her first period, she had this gigantic vagina. And then I ran into another friend of his later. I said, is it true about Taffy's vagina? He said, oh, yeah, it's huge. And I said, well, Jenny said that it's that he thinks it's normal. He said, no, I don't think that's normal. It's just a huge vagina. It's like sticking out. And I said, prolapsed? He said, what does that mean? Well, then I explained it. And then Jenny said, well, you know, Enward over there is a expert on prolapse. Now, that's number 17. Number 18.
Our patients are unique. So are their tumors.
I have a really good number 18. It's going to require a little bit of patience on your part, and I know how you are. You're a cunt because it involves calling somebody. I have a friend who went to the White House during the first Bush administration and played piano for Mrs. Barbara Bush.
Okay.
And he has opinions about her that he would like to express on the ground.
Okay.
And I would like to call him. His name is Hugh. He's a concert pianist, and he plays piano for ballerinas, too.
Is he one of your ugly friends?
He's not ugly. He's just old. Very old.
Ugly.
Shut up. He's nice.
Okay,
not ugly. Shut up, you asshole. You're like uglier than hell, and you're only
listen, I'm a young
25.
Woman.
What's your He's not ugly. Let's see. America. What country is this? Oh, yes. Lapsville.
Or Bella Bush.
What is it? America? United States? Hugh. Hugh. Oh, I hope he's going to love you, Cheryl. I think he's heard the grum before. He loves the videos, and he loves Cheryl, actually. I do remember him saying that.
Remember those days when you used to do videos?
Who cares? You mean like last week, asshole? Like that? Fuck
well,
you.
Well, I mean like videos with you, Madge Weinstein.
Yeah, and you know what? Give me some fucking money. Make it worthwhile. That fucking makeup hurts my face.
Oh, woo, woo, woo.
Now, this is going to... Now, shut up, okay? We're going to... This is serious.
Your face hurts now, Nate.
Shh. And I hope this isn't one of those numbers where they say the phone.
That's right. I'm a young woman. I lit the first Hanukkah lamp.
Come on. It's 10:42. We must be home.
Lamp.
God damn it. He's not home. This sucks.
You have reached Hubert Clay. Please.
Nice.
Here's the tone.
Yo, this is Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. And we spoke the other day about Barbara Bush, but I guess you're not home. Well, I'll call you another time, but if you do get home soon, well, you can't call me because my phone's off because it makes interference. And I'm on recording right now, so I wouldn't want to give the number out of the audience. But anyway, we'll talk another time. We wanted to talk about Barbara Bush and how fat she is. Okay, bye-bye. Well, that worked out well. That was number 18.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. You know what? I don't have 30 topics. I went from 18, 19, and then 29. I skipped 10.
Nice. Real smart.
What was that? What made that noise?
Your phone.
Why? It's not on.
That's a great idea. A Cheryl Murkowski advent calendar.
Oh, I think I got a new Google
voice. See what's inside.
Did I get a new Google voice?
Do you like that idea, man?
Yes, I do, actually.
Two.
They all what? Say two. Oh, it's because it's that fucking Google voice shit. iTunes reviews. Yes, I have never asked for iTunes reviews, but I would like them now. Thank you. Positive ones only. Yeast Radio is the name of this show. Please go on iTunes and review it positively.
What's your show called again?
Yeast Radio.
Oh.
And you can also give Cheryl'sWhorehole.org a good review if you want.
That would be nice.
Now, and the last topic, number 30, is, even though there were 10 that I skipped,
Let's see.
Does Madge's homemade lube jar have its own iPhone? No, but I'm going to start selling that. I'm taking orders. You have to open up Goatsy on Christmas. Okay, and the last one is John P. I want Trude Wisdom. I can try calling her, at least.
Well, we still never got the story. Oh, that was from Chris.
Well, I tried. He ignored my text again. I think he's purposefully...
Right.
Let's try him first. You want to try him first?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you still need to do a video of how to make the luminades.
I will, as soon as I get enough money. I need enough money to pay January's insurance.
Right.
$550.
MDMA.
He's avoiding me. I know he is. Because he knows I'm going to ask about the sharding. I practically forgot it. I'm not going to forget Chris.
It ain't racist. It's just...
Hello? You can't hide from us. Hello? We know you're there. Help. Bullshit. That was an error. Cheryl, I'm getting angry with people. Who is the other person? Oh, I was going to call John P. And he won't be there either, I bet. It's a fucking conspiracy. Fucking bastards. You better answer the phone. Hello, Cheryl, are you still there? Oh, fuck, I lost the goddamn thing. Oh, no wonder it's fucked. Shit. Where's that thing? Hello? Oh, you're back now.
Hey, hello? Reach John.
God damn it.
Return your call.
Record your message after the tone.
God damn it, John A.
Fucker.
Press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Listen, John P., every Friday night we do a gram at the same time. Right. Thus, when you get a phone call from a number like this, you should know that it's Cheryl Murkowski and that stupid, ugly, smelly whore, Matt Weinstein.
You think? No, you said Cheryl Murkowski and the smelly whore. You meant Madge Weinstein and the smelly whore.
No.
Muller man, you're not getting blocked. It's not on purpose. Go ahead. Oh, we're talking to the John. Listen, text me or something. God damn it, I don't have time for this. Bye.
Right.
We need to hear about your visit with One Turd. Talk, Cheryl.
Colored man.
That was my last topic.
Oh, great.
What the fuck? John Juan has walnut-colored men to entertain... Oh, yeah, I get it now. Oh, never mind.
Excuse me?
He's talking about walnuts. Rural nuts.
Right.
Wait, there was something about waterfalls, wasn't there? So you're cancer-free again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Man... How can you say these?
Well, because I thought you might want presents.
I do want presents. I don't have to no answer to get no goddamn present, man.
Really? I don't know what planet you're from. Oh, I got another message from a certain... You know it. Oh. Oh. Geraldo. Why did I ask? Why did I ask?
You wanted to know how
I know. But I meant the results, not the actual duty. That was his weekend. Jamie said that was your weekend visiting you. I know it was. I tried to warn you, Jamaitle. Jamoites. Jamaroquai.
Excuse me?
There are two Yeast radios on iTunes. Review the one that has like 60-something.
Why are they two?
If you click the... Zillafag, if you click the link from my webpage, I think that's the one you want. But it's whichever one has like 67 reviews or something like that. Thank you. Cheryl, I want a divorce.
Why?
Because you're really disgusting and I want a divorce. Listen to what Jamie said. If we weren't eating and we weren't wall cycling, it was duty. Wall-to-wall duty.
Ain't that the truth?
Wall to wall duty.
Saved message.
Hey, you fucking cunt face.
Wow.
Bigger bitch.
Wow.
Sorry I said that. Happy holidays. I am.
That was a sweet message, Cheryl. Who's that? That was cute.
It's one of J-Mate's friends.
I don't like when they apologize for being racist, though. It makes me upset.
Why?
Because they should just not be racist in the first place. It's just wrong.
Cheryl.
Sure.
Vriked.
Excuse me?
Here. This is my wish list for the 80th time.
Hey, Cheryl. This is Madge. I'm on the road, bitches.
God damn you, motherfucker.
I want to make a grunt where you make all the content and I get all the money. Because I'm not going to
Precious. I'm hungry. You ain't cooking no collard greens with the fucking pig's feet?
Okay.
You're sort of lazy.
I'm now so old, My pussy is haunted.
That's good.
And I said, that's perfectly normal.
Precious, I'm hungry. You ain't cooking no collard greens with the fucking pig's feet? Oh, man, what you want on Sunday? How am I supposed to eat pig's feet with no collard greens? And why the fuck does that pig's feet have so much hair in it?
And last,
you eat it. You come eat this shit. You're hungry. Yes, you is. Precious, if you don't get this goddamn plate...
That's your responsibility.
She was here because you were... Are you done playing those slanderous things? What? By the way, I can recognize that was J-Maid's voice, and I don't appreciate that.
It was not J-Maid.
It was, too.
No, it wasn't.
It was, too.
It wasn't her.
Oh, it was... Oh, let me guess. One turd. Was it one turd? Girdle?
I think it was Ben from New York.
Ben from New York? Who the fuck is that?
He's a listener and he calls once in a while.
Liar, that was Jay Maids and I know it.
No.
It was not. You can't deny it.
No, it was not.
Well, it should have been. Listen.
You're very rude.
Oh, Lisa Catherine just sent a donation. Please share it with Cheryl. Okay, I'll give her $1 and me the rest. Thank you, Lisa.
No.
I will share it fitty-fitty.
When else did we get married?
Hold on, let me check. Because if I don't tell you now, I'll forget. Let's see.
You're ducking? A shirt ducking?
That's for Grimace. Oh, this is Grimace. We wish you a merry Grimace. Grimace with Scrimp and Screet. With Scrimp from the Screet. We wish you a merry Grimace. We wish you a merry Grimace. We wish you a merry Grimace with Scrimp from the Screet. Scrimp. Cheryl, if you want half of this money from Lisa, you better shut the fuck up now. Cheryl.
It ain't ugly. It ain't disease.
It is.
Do you smell what I smell? My rose, all puffed out and pink. Don't you dare tell me that.
Excuse me?
I just told you, I sent you a Skype message with the amount you get. $12.50.
And it's stinks. Don't you dare tell me that it stank.
What are you saying?
Then I told this to the little girl. Won't you touch my lips, please? Pull down on it, give it a twirl. My hoyops, stretched out like jeans, smells like a store full of Chinese.
Right.
Smells like a store full of Chinese.
Freaky ankles.
Right.
Sent the little girl to the prolapse queen.
Girl.
Do you know what I know?
You see that?
In your red whorehole, prolapse queen.
Oh, that... Wow, that's brilliant.
Now what do I know? A child, dangles from your jines and is pulled.
What?
So it dies. Let us pull it out, so it dies.
What was that about a jine?
Such a reel to the children everywhere. Listen to what I say. Get your knives out. Cut it out of May. Listen to what I say. This child. Shove it in the trash. It's a perfect cache. It will ruin my perfect cache.
Hey, can I talk to the audience for a second? It's about presents, so shut up.
Okay.
Okay, whoever said that I didn't have my address in there, you were right. I don't know why, but it's in there now. Can you verify that it's still in there? And buy me presents. I really need all of them. things, especially the coat. What, Cheryl?
Cocaine.
No, a coat. Go ahead with your shit.
You're a mean one, Hagatha.
I thought it was Hagatha Third.
You're a skank. You're as dirty as a landfill. You're as ugly as a snail, Hagatha.
Hagatha Third AIDS
should be in jail.
Hagatha Third AIDS. Sure, sure. Sure, sure.
You're sure. A monster, Hagatha. Always at the
You're torturing me.
Renewal. Your hole is full of maggots. Your blink pins on your pole, Hagatha. I want to touch you with a 69-foot pool.
Jesus Christ on a goddamn stick.
You're an AIDS queen, Hagatha. You're wasting in your face. You molested little children. You are a complete disgrace, Hagatha. Given a choice between you and prep, I'd take the one without AIDS.
Oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite. That's my favorite line in the whole thing, Cheryl. That's my favorite line in the whole thing. Given my choice between you and prep, I'll take the one without AIDS.
Okay.
Good line. Cheryl, I gotta pee. I gotta piss my junk. Shut up.
Do it in the shower. Move.
With moldy herpes spokes, Hagatha. You're a dirty fucking scat freak who loves to drink pee.
Excuse me? What happened? Oh, Madge left us. All right.
You nauseate me.
Madge's going to the dorm, so while she's at the dorm, let's talk about Grasstastic Tuesday. That's every Tuesday when Madge goes to the dorm, and she gets plowed by 20 innies. She gets seated by them, bareback, and then she text messages me racist things. And it's quite offensive.
Hello?
And, hello?
I'm black.
Whoops.
What are you going to buy me, Dr. Leswood?
I was playing songs, Nate.
What were you talking about? What was this you were talking about?
I may or may not have been exposed.
Oh, I'm going to get a George Foreman grill from Dr. Lisbeth. Thank you so much. I want one. I wanted one
I
for
was
so
exposed,
long.
Let's just say I was exposing the fact that you have Grasstastic Tuesday every Tuesday and may do things at the dorm, bareback seating.
What?
Nothing.
With some poopy in your spoil.
Cheryl. Do you prefer chemical abortions or coat hangers?
I like to do both at the same time. Gotta make sure they're dead.
Vile, and your hole is really vile, Hagatha. Your cock is discolored and covered in poop stains from all the children you've raped over the last 20 years. You dirty, filthy, motherfucking whore.
Motherfucking whore. Yeah. Okay, enough.
Excuse me?
I like the song, but that fucking... that karaoke music is different.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote.
Whore.
Whore. AIDS.
Who are you quoting?
Excuse me?
You said, and
it's
I quote.
The three words that describe her.
Yeah, I know, but who are you quoting? You said quote.
Listen, it's part of the song.
Okay. Now, I need to put a monitor on my wish list. And the one I had on there is no longer there anymore. I need a monitor that has USB ports.
That's right, Davey Guy. Madge judges you, and she sees her hole at the dorm. And it's, I can't believe that she's judging you. That's right.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Yeah, but the difference is I'm real, honey. You make up shit. That. Oh, I just took 20 loads up my ass and now I'm going to bed. Good night, guys. You know what that means in my brain? It means, guess what? I'm really fat and making all this up. And my name is Jacques Bella Morton Kloopst. Am I right, Cheryl, or am I right?
No,
and you know
hey.
What? He says he's British and he doesn't, and he types like a person from Tennessee.
Your body, when it.
Right, this is a good one. Wait.
Walk fields and trails in your backyard.
Here, Cheryl.
What's
this? Wait, excuse don't me? Play anything yet. Hold on.
Hello?
Shut up. Just listen.
I'm leaving a message for uterus and stuff. All I mean is this tight pussy. What, you know?
I know this person.
Tight pussy? I don't understand.
I know this person. The problem is it's a 60-minute message. He didn't hang the phone up. This could be interesting. Seriously, Cheryl, this is a 60-minute message, a voicemail. I think the Google Voice is a little...
You share a room with mother.
You're like, anus hole. Anus hole.
H-U-L-A.
You know what? It sounds like from Jack's voice, Cheryl. I think he has the AIDS from that crack war.
Probably. Like you have the AIDS from the hell.
Right. That was you, Zillify. Which one was you? The first one? That didn't sound like you. It sounded like a friend of mine from way back who lives in Seattle now. Let's hear that again and see if that was Zillard Farg. It's a 60-minute message, seriously.
I'm leaving a message.
Oh, yeah, it is Zillafag. No, I recognize it.
Firm uterus and stuff.
Tight pussy.
All I mean is this tight pussy. What, you know?
Right.
Tight pussy?
This is you, right?
I
get it. Yeah, it's a 60-minute message. I hope you didn't say anything bad about me. Wait a sex cunt. No, it wasn't 60. This Google voice is...
Anus hole.
I don't know, Cheryl. What was this one here?
Daddy, my hole is raw and red, covered in dirty, Daddy.
Why won't somebody put that to music?
Me in my hole. Took it out and made it all brown. It drizzles with tinsel in my intestines, Daddy. I got 800 feet of large intestine because I'm a large girl. That's a lot of dirty, Daddy.
All right, Daddy. A high Q... I'll email you the goddamn message, J-Mains. Fuck. Oh, goddamn it. Cheryl, what's happening to you?
Excuse me?
Where did you go?
Well, I got in a K-hole.
Oh, you got in a K-hole? Who's there with you, Nade?
Don't go for a second lap, baby. Put your laps to the test.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
You got to. Push with the pressure, you know, then your last will show its rose.
God, no. That's just too much.
Gold diamond lapsor, 18 karat pearl.
Gold teeth.
Fancy lips will go very fast.
Change
you,
shit.
You never lapse, no, no.
There, I sent it. Sent it.
What you need is a big strong fist to match you with your high ground. Make you feel like an age queen on. Yes. Charles. Like Agatha.
Cheryl, can I talk for a second?
Me?
Listen,
excuse me?
You know last week when you kept singing those songs?
Yes.
You know, I tried to listen to that show that we did. That was 3 hours long. And every single time I tried to listen to it, I fell asleep before that part. I still have never heard it. I couldn't.
Well, Mary,
I couldn't
maybe
stay awake through my own poem.
That's actually good and take out the part that's not.
But I tried to, but every time I tried to edit it, I fell asleep.
So find a part with me singing and edit to the beginning of Grump.
No. That would involve what? I'll give you a hint. It begins with a W and it ends with a K.
J-Maids will edit the pork with the singing.
Yeah.
Yes, I crashed the Grump last time. That's right.
That's true. That was horrible.
Mm-hmm. Like a lapse?
Arafella. I didn't talk about the tits, did I? No, I didn't.
Lapses are
made. Oh, come on.
Hurry. Everyone must crawl alone. I hear you fall.
Help me, help me, help me, help me, Jesus.
And it fills my panty.
Panty. Daddy, did you say?
Panty.
Oh, he's a daddy. Oh, daddy.
When I poop my panty, it's like a little explosion down in my pants. I want to fill you.
Oh, I think my line is going out.
I can fill my pants just like a girl. I want to fill my diaper.
Cheryl, I feel my internet connection going out.
It's like Oprah's filling her drawers, too. I have no choice. You see my thing filled to the brim. I close my eyes. Oh God, think I'm lapsing into my panty. I close my eyes. Gail, help me. When you see my panty, they'll be filled to the top. I'm done pooping. Oh, God.
Cheryl.
I'm going to make a Madonna
Listen,
album.
This relates to money, so shut up. Now, one of our nice friends who gives money all the time, Edith Bunker. Now, she was in her PayPal payment to us. You can attach a note, and it says, split it with the grizzled whore, signed Edith Bunker. Now, why can't everybody do that? If you want to split it, just attach a note to the payment. I mean, I'm not complaining. I like payments.
People are very slow. Edith Bunker is quite smart.
You just say that because she gives us a lot of money, and I agree.
Well,
very
she's
smart.
A very nice woman. And, I like
and she's the one that recorded The Wall, right? Didn't she do The Wall?
No.
Or she bought The Wall.
I believe she helped pay for The Wall videos. It was actually Justin Feed who.
Right, but I think Edith pay for it and then Justin transcribed it or something?
Yes, that's right. Well, not transcribed.
We need to give credit where credit is due.
Well, it's the Edith Bunker. It's the Edith
Thank
Bunker.
Thank you, Edith Bunker. Where is Justin Feed lately? Is he still incognito? I think he's ashamed to be heard with us.
Probably, but also I think he's working this evening.
What does he do? I didn't know he was black.
He has a job.
But what kind of work?
Some people.
Who works at night at this hour, Cheryl?
Well, so when you do a job and you're trying to help people in other countries.
Oh, is he a customer service agent?
No.
What does he do?
It's none of your business. Let's just say that he lapses.
Oh, he lapses. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Is that so?
So, guy.
So, audience, I suggest let's have a practice session. Why don't you... Uh-oh.
of my baby on a Saturday night.
Cheryl.
Boy, that girl is you.
I can't have it. No.
I don't believe in miracles. And that's who says happened to you.
Cheryl.
Yes. Yes. But if you're thinking about Brianna, it don't matter if you're black or white.
Cheryl, stop. I need to... I'm cycling then if you're gonna do this. I'm sorry.
I went down to the door, Mom.
Thank you for reminding.
I saw a BD and he looked very mad. Someone had anal warts and they had to color correct the video.
Don't be a caveman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Excuse me?
Ms. Weinstein.
And I said, that's perfectly normal. If they were side by side, you couldn't sit down.
It is an irregular flow of blood.
He felt much easier once he was reassured that this is a perfectly normal part of
his name is Charles, but his name is Lance. His name is Charles, but his name is Lance.
Gucci.
It happens.
Excuse me.
Madge, what happened?
With what happened is I cycled because you wouldn't shut up.
You didn't enjoy my black or white.
Cheryl, I can't go through that again.
Why?
I can't. We did it last week for an hour and a half.
No, we didn't.
It caused me brain damage.
All right, no more singing. No, you can't. I'm sorry, I won't improv sing anymore, even though that last one was real nice. It was in honor of that white black man.
Cheryl, I love your improv singing, but it's just too much for me right now because I'm trying to digest barbecued chicken.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Don't pretend you didn't.
Color correction?
My tongue hurts.
Probably for me being now Clarissa.
Uh-uh.
Color correction. Excuse me?
It's not color correction, it's duty correction. LDC. Liquid duty correction.
Excuse me?
Liquid duty correction.
I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted.
Wasty. I hear you clicking, Cheryl. I know you're up to no good.
Girls!
If you start singing again, I'm going to start cycling. Go right ahead.
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
Are we done?
Snow, tears, roughening down top, nut, sack, rim, spit, jizz, piss, rape, feet, come, facial drill, unload, kneel, submit, sub, worship, drool, head, bitch, slut, whore, face, fucked, no gag reflex, take photos, pre-cop, hung,
keyword,
feed, slap, around, pull, hair, make you suck it, pound, gag, the fang, underwear, boss, sir, that's right, I'm in charge, BDSM, bear, bi, vicarious, bisexual, body worship, B-O-I, C-D, chub, chubby, corporal punishment, cross-dresser, cunt, D-S, D-and-S, daddy, degradation, discipline, dom, animus, emasculation, exhibition, exhibitionist, face city.
Audience, you're going to feel really good if you buy me presents and if you give me and Cheryl money. You're going to feel really good, and you want to feel good because this is not making you feel good.
One word.
This is making you feel angry, so you need to feel good. And by buying us, well, me, because she's annoying. By buying me the most expensive items from my wish list, you'll feel good. Or you can send money to me and Cheryl. That will make you feel good as well. Or you can, if you have no money, you can give a good review on the iTunes for the East Radio and but money first in case you get tired. Help. It's never going to end, isn't it?
Not passable.
God.
Non-passable. Non-hyphen passable. Nylons. OTK. Pannies.
Non-passable.
Panty. Panty boy. Pantyhose. Passable.
So are you reading the entire Urban Dictionary or what?
Pussy boy.
It's a Craigslist.
Pussy boy. One of those had a B-O-I, one with a B-O-I. Rape, rim, rim job, role-play, role-play, role, S-M, S-N-N, shaved, sissification, sissy, sissy boy, slave, slave girl, slave girl.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my iPhone gave to me 12 cookies cooking, 11 cards ascending, 10 gifts for giving, 9 songs for singing, 8 bells for ringing, 7 slopes to ski, 6 games for play, 5 gold ring, 4 hot lattes, 3
trans guy, TSTV, twink, twink boy, verbal abuse, verbal humiliation, voyeur, watch, wax, XXL, XXXL. And much more. Good fucking
crap. Excuse me? That wordless name?
No.
Then I'm terrific.
No, I wanted to kill myself. But fortunately, I have Nick Starr to save me from that.
Luckily, he'll never go through with it.
Ooh, name. whoa, there's a new North Face jacket that has built-in iPod controls. Maybe I should get that one instead.
Okay.
Built-in iPod controls, Gerald.
Hi, I'm Cheryl. My heart rate is 190, and I feel fantastic.
This is something we should talk about. I had a revelation. I already told Cheryl about this, audience. I was masturbating my vagina in the shower the other day, thinking about Shirlene, of course, and her huge clips and that black leotard. And I thought about something. I'm like, you know what? I realized the reason she talks about her blood pressure and the others talk about weight loss is because she didn't lose any fucking weight at all. Charlene didn't lose a pound. She keeps stuffing her big fat face and pushing it all down into that big, disgusting leotard surrounding penis of hers that is stretched out to the point where you see this gigantic maxi pad underneath covering her hips. So you see, that's why she talks about her blood pressure. I don't know why it never occurred to me. Did it occur to you, Cheryl? Like, why is Charlene talking about her blood pressure and the others are talking about weight?
Well, they're not talking about weight. They're talking about inches. How many
inches? And weight. I've lost 36 inches and 20 pounds, and I feel terrific.
Yeah. Well,
my name's Lana Crabtree.
Crabtree.
Now you asked for it, you dumb bitch. You stupid fucking cunt.
Hi, I'm Lana
Man's rectum says he lactated the other day because he's gained so much weight.
Listen, I do not talk about rectum. I cannot stand that thing. And with those horrible, I can never get the vision of those ridiculous leather queen outfit that you forced me. I will never get that image out of my mind. You will never. You will never get that back to me. You will never give that back to me. What, Cheryl? What did you say? Cheryl.
What
did you say?
I said it made your clit get hard.
No, you said something else. You did.
What?
What? You said it. So, rectum, if you want me to take shit from you, you better give me some fucking money. Now!
Fired.
I ain't got none. Right. You don't have any. Right. I don't believe that for a second. Didn't he have like a really nice car in that picture, Cheryl? Wasn't that rectum?
You know, it wasn't his name.
Is he black?
What?
It's payday.
He's not stealing any iPhone.
It's payday, rectum.
Steal that iPhone.
All right.
Feel that
I'm not talking to rectum until he gives us money because I don't believe him. Well, then no talking to us. No attention from Madge and Cheryl since you don't have no money.
Yes.
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 What?
Take an iPhone, steal it.
Shut up, Cheryl. That's not nice.
Sorry.
Not nice.
You know what I did to my dorm? Friend,
that's my dorm dad gave to me.
There ain't no
and
matter.
And I'm a mortal wisdom poop day. On the second day of Christmas, dorm dad gave to me. Two chicken wings and an animal border with some today. On the third day of Christmas, my dorm dad gave to me.
See, I hate Rectum. This is why. He'll only... He has no money, but he'll buy a t-shirt from me. Fuck you.
A t-shirt?
On the fourth day of Christmas, my dorm dad gave to me. Four welfare checks, three doom ranks, two chicken wings, and an animal bottle with some pooping. On the fifth day of Christmas, my dorm dad gave to me...
Listen, you stupid bitch. Rectum.
Teeth.
This is what I do, okay? I don't make t-shirts. If I made t-shirts, I would work for a fucking t-shirt factory. I do this grum with Cheryl, and you don't pay for it, so you give me some fucking money, or I'll talk about how fat you are in that goddamn ugly-ass piece of leather shit. Okay?
Okay.
God, I hate fucking Republicans, Cheryl. Okay, next topic. Next.
Okay. The whole point is this, Madge. It's time...
To go?
To go.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. It's been a wonderful experience to be on this Grum.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, the highlight of the Grum, which was the new episode of True Dude, was at the beginning of the Grum. So everybody will be able to hear without falling asleep the wonderful story of Oprah Candy Crawley, Michelle Obama, the president, and all of that.
And Christian Amanpour coming
up. And the fecal incontinent.
And Christian Amanpour coming up on the next episode, right?
Excuse me?
Is Christian Amanpour going to poop her panties in the next episode?
Well,
I hope.
Perhaps.
Cheryl, did you do that at the beginning of the story because people were complaining?
What are you talking about?
Were people complaining, saying, why do I have to listen to the whole show just to hear one poop and panties?
No, because J-Mates made a good, good, good point. Put some good content up front so everyone actually wants to listen to the Grum as opposed to this crap where Madge is talking about her anal warts, breeding it raw with her door mates, and
I'm putting a poll up, okay? You can answer the poll and then we're going to end.
Oh, I thought we were ending the Grum.
I had to take a poll first.
Okay.
The question is Cheryl ugly? So far, 100% think you're ugly. Audience, please
there's
press
no
the
poll.
Yeah, there is. It says there's a poll.
You're racist.
Press the button that says poll and answer the poll, audience. Answer the poll.
Listen, Mads, when all the answers are yes, that's not fair.
I don't know what you're talking about. Just, I didn't ask you. Stop. You're just being technical. So far, 100%, yep, still everyone says yes.
Can we change the topic to is Madge ugly?
Nope. Nope, because it's my control.
Right, right.
You don't get nothing, girl.
Thanks for being rude.
Let me just put up this nice text. Cheryl. Cheryl is ugly. Okay, let's add that.
Well, the point is this, Nate.
The point is that you're ugly.
I don't know what it is, but I appreciate all the people that were nice enough to donate some Christmas Hanukkah gifts. It'll help me finally pay for a portion of my goddamn hosting that I had to renew. And possibly I will even be able to buy a plug to push my prolapse back inside of myself.
Well, it's nice that you can purchase luxury items because I use my money to pay for goddamn health insurance.
Well, I don't have access to any because I have so many pre-existing conditions, you
sure
stupid
you do.
Bitch.
Yeah, ugly.
Ugly.
At least you don't have to pay for it, then.
Pre-existing condition, it's a way of life.
Can you see the little nice thing I made for you on the screen?
It's a nice quote to use for the Cheryl says.
What, Cheryl is ugly?
Ugly isn't a pre-existing condition. It's a way of life.
But you see it on the screen, right? Where it says Cheryl is ugly. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Prolapse is also a pre-existing condition. I believe that Joe Lieberman has a very mad case of that.
I love you're getting political. That makes me hot.
Does it?
Let's see if I can
get like his voice. Whenever I hear his voice, I'm playing with my clips.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because
I love old people. I just love them.
Old
love
people.
How he talks.
Look who's on the screen now. Can you see? Can you see that? Honey? Yeah.
It's not playing.
I know.
Miss Honey!
Miss
Honey!
Right?
No, it is.
Miss Honey! Miss Honey!
Chronic incurable ugliness.
I forget how ugly Miss Honey is.
Miss Honey!
Not ugly,
Miss Honey!
Oh, that's
don't you
ugly
hear me calling you Miss Honey?
Wow.
I know you
with
hear me calling
said,
you Miss
no
Honey.
No shame.
Look at her backup dancers. They suck.
Man, it's so delayed. I still haven't seen it start playing yet.
What?
Nothing.
All right, let's go. Let's end this.
All right, thanks. And I'm Notino Shane, and I'll talk to you later, Nate.
Bye, honey. Thanks for the gram. Not really.
Yeah.
Bye. And you too.